This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nidia Amparo Garza. Date of birth, March 6, 1960. Case ID number is 4382979. Date of exam, February 23, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from an orthopedic surgeon center dated 9/26/22. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old divorced female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of herniated disc of the cervical spine, comma, right arm pain, comma, Hashimoto's disorder, comma, dry eyes, comma, and anxiety slash stress. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in November of 2020, where she worked as an accountant for 42 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a small house with her sister, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, herniated disc of the cervical spine. Number two, right arm pain. Number three, Hashimoto's disorder. Number four, dry eyes. And number five, anxiety slash stress. History of allegation, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine, times two. The claimant states that in 2007, she was in a motor vehicle accident. Additionally, she was in two other motor vehicle accidents years later, where she herniated the C4, C5, comma, C5, C6, comma, and the C6, C7 disc. She states the character of the pain is an aching, dull pain located in the cervical spine area, which radiates down both shoulders, hands, and sometimes up to her head area. The claimant does complain of right arm pain as well. No surgeries were performed for this condition, and she states that she suffers from numbness of the hands, especially of the fingers. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 5 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking sometimes in the mall. Her physician is Dr. Winfield, and she has seen a chiropractor where she received approximately 5 months of physical therapy. She's been also given Tylenol 500 milligrams QD that she takes for pain relief, which does relieve the pain. She was diagnosed with 3 herniated discs of the cervical spine area, consisting of a C4, C5, C5, C6, and C6, C7 areas with cervical spine sprain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, right arm pain. The claimant states that in 2007, when she was in the motor vehicle accident, she also suffered from a right shoulder incomplete rotator cuff tear and a right humerus fracture. MRIs and x-rays were performed, and the claimant states that she initially went to Mexico where they repaired her arm. However, the surgery did not hold up, and she had to see a second surgeon in McAllen, who was Dr. Raul Marquez, for a realignment and another open reduction internal fixation of the right humerus. claimant states that she had the second surgery in 2008. She has been given two steroid injections. Her symptoms include pain, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. The claimant states that she suffers from spasms of the neck. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has difficulty opening up jars. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Raul Marquez. At the present time, she takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking in the mall. Allegation number 3, Hashimoto's thyroid disorder. The claimant states that in 2014, she was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disorder of the thyroid. The claimant denies any goiter. She did have nodules that were biopsy and found not to be cancerous. Her last thyroid stimulating hormone level was 2.2, which is normal. As she states, her other thyroid levels have been normal. These levels were taken in October of 2022. She is presently not taking any thyroid medications, but she is taking magnesium citrate 400 milligrams QD, selenium 200 micrograms QD, and vitamin D 50,000 units QD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and the claimant is not suffering from any type of thyroiditis. Allegation number 4, poor vision. The claimant states that in 2014, she was seeing floaters, especially in her left eye. The claimant does have problems with both eyes, and she does wear glasses. She states her night vision and her peripheral vision is good, but she suffers from dry eyes. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected, 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Her condition appears to be fairly stable, and she does have drops that she's putting in her eyes, which are cyclosporin, 0.05 milligrams, one drop BID to both eyes, Tyrvaya nasal spray, 0.03 milligrams BID to both nostrils, which helps to stimulate the lacrimal duct for tears. Allegation number 5, anxiety / stress. The claimant states that in 2015, she was suffering from anxiety secondary to stress. She denies any suicidal ideation or attempts in the past. She does complain of being nervous, decreased memory, and has difficulty sleeping, but mostly secondary to pain. Her concentration, motivation, and appetite appear to be normal at this time. She is presently taking no medications for this condition, and she appears to be doing fairly well. Family history. Her father died at the age of 95 from coronary artery disease, hypertension, and he did have a pacemaker. Her mother died at the age of 92 from COVID-19. She had diabetes mellitus. Medications, cyclobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 5 milligrams QHS, cyclosporin, 0.05 optic drops, one drop BID to both eyes, Tyrvaya nasal spray, 0.03 milligrams BID to each nostril, magnesium citrate, 400 milligrams QD, selenium, 200 micrograms QD, vitamin D, 50,000 units QD, Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD, medical problems, herniated disc of the cervical spine times 3 with C-spine sprain, comma, dry eyes being treated with medication, comma, decreased vision, comma, Hashimoto's thyroid disorder appears to be well controlled at this time, anxiety slash stress, stable, history of diverticulosis, comma, right arm pain secondary to a fractured humerus and a incomplete rotator cuff tear. Major surgeries, open reduction internal fixation of the right humerus with rotator cuff tear, the first one being performed in December of 2007 and the second one in July of 2008. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.5 Fahrenheit, weight 179 pounds, height 5 feet 7.5 inches, BP 124 over 70 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General, this is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. And corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a right 4-centimeter shoulder vertical scar and also a 16-centimeter horizontal scar of the right upper extremity where the humerus was repaired by open reduction and internal fixation. Could you please drop down to neurological after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 1+, which was slightly decreased. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the upper extremities and especially for the right arm, where the claimant has tingliness and numbness of her fingers. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone tissue destruction of the right upper extremity, where the claimant had an open reduction, internal fixation of the right humerus, which appears to be well healed at this time. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, or feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, herniated disc of the cervical spine times 3. Confirmed with medical records. However, the claimant appears to have a fairly normal physical exam at this time. Number two, right arm pain, secondary to a open reduction, internal fixation of the right humerus, mildly abnormal physical exam, secondary to some numbness and tingliness of her hands. However, the claimant has full range of motion and strength of the right upper extremity. Number three, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is being treated at this time. Her last thyroid functions were normal. She appears to be stable and well controlled. Number four, dry eyes, dash being treated at this time. Normal physical exam. Number five, anxiety / stress, not being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to be stable and doing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nidia Amparo Garza.